It's a beautiful morning.
Like where you live, it is a beautiful morning as long as you woke up. We got an extra long set of music today, so let's get started. Let's go back to 1969 with Dennis Yost and the Classics 4.
Every day with you, girl, is sweeter than the day before. Every day I love you more and more, more and more and more. They say that all good things must come to an end, but girl, it isn't true. Each day with you I fall in love again. Every day with you, girl, is sweeter than the day before. Every day I love you more and more, more and more and more. And when I go to sleep at night time, tomorrow's what I'm praying for. 'Cause every day with you, girl, is sweeter than the day before.
Requests from the Morse family. So this first song is going out to Karen, and the second one is from her husband Marty. He's the guy who's got her so excited. So there you go, back to back for the Morses. Thanks, Karen, and thank you, Marty. On this date in 1964, the Kinks debuted on the U.S. chart with their first single release.
Set me free. side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Date in 1969, the Beatles released their 13th album in the UK. Abbey Road debuted at number one and would stay there for 11 straight weeks. It was issued in the US a week later and topped the Billboard album chart for 12 weeks. It has since gone on to sell over 31 million copies worldwide.
Shh.
This song actually reached number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 in June of 1968. So yeah, not everything released that year was a thing of beauty.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you. Love you, such a sweet thing, good enough to eat thing, and it's just what I'm gonna do. Ooh, love to hold ya, ooh, love to kiss ya, ooh, love, I love it so. Ooh, love is sweeter, sweeter than sugar, ooh, love, I won't let you go. Yummy, yummy, I got love in my tummy, and as silly as it may seem, the loving that you're giving is what keeps me living, and love is like a peaches and cream. Kinda like sugar, kinda like spices, kinda like what you do.
Robert Palmer, who reached number 14 in the U.S. in 1979 with Bad Case of Loving You, died of a heart attack at the age of 54 on this date in 2003. George Frayne, best known by his alias Commander Cody of Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, died of cancer at the age of 77 on this date in 2021. The band enjoyed a Billboard number 9 hit in 1972 with this song.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. Said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought, lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew it could catch him, I thought it could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down in the gym. She started to rock and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking, the cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail. And they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
In 1972, Three Dog Night took a song based on a United States Supreme Court decision, Brown versus the Board of Education in 1954, outlawing racial segregation of public schools. They took the song all the way to number one. And here's two rock and roll factoids for you. The lyrics were written by David Arkin, the father of actor Alan Arkin, and the recording included drummer Floyd Sneed, who passed away this year. Time to wrap it up with three more deaths that have occurred in 2023. We're going to start out with David Crosby, follow that up with Gordon Lightfoot, and finish it up with Gary Rossington, the last surviving member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. And his slide guitar on their signature song is timeless. Peace, love, happiness, and anything else your hearts desire. Have a wonderful day.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
with a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams, the islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang
29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up or did when the gales of November come early.